You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. All my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. And shout out to all my front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers out there getting it as well. All my early morning, late night bus drivers getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to get into this morning. We'll talk about the Braves here in just a couple of minutes. The Atlanta Hawks are playing for their lives tonight to keep their season alive. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about what happened on the Western Conference play-in tournament last night. We'll recap the action last night from the West side of things. And we will also talk about again, just these, man. Hopefully the injury bug for the Braves is getting out the way now, because I'm sick and tired of it already. Injury bug already biting too much, biting a little too hard. Now, I will say this. First and foremost, Braves do win 6-2 last night, take down the Houston Astros. That's all good. Reynaldo Lopez, we'll get into that. That's all great. But what's not great is Ozzie Albies going down. He had to hit the AIL because of a right toe fracture. So just, again, like, can we not do this whole injury thing? The Braves announced it yesterday that Ozzie Albies placed on the 10-day injured list with a broken right big toe. Infielder David Fletcher had his contract selected from AAA Gwinnett to take Albies' place on the roster. Now, the silver lining to this injury is the fact that when it happened, Ozzie was actually able to stay in the game for a little bit after it happened. So he shouldn't be, and again, he's only on the 10-day IL. Hopefully he doesn't have to be out of the lineup too much longer than that. Hopefully it's not going to be a long IL stint at all. And you can just give him time for that fracture in the big toe to heal up. And hopefully he'll be okay and can just come back and keep it pushing. But again, it's just like, man, you already done took Spencer Strider away from us for the entire year. We're still waiting on Sean Murphy to come back, obviously. And now y'all trying to take Ozzie too? Can this injury bug just chill out? Go bug another team. Go bite another team. We good. You already done hit us hard already. But you know what? I'll say this. If there has to be injuries, which, again, injuries are a part of every single sport, I'd rather get them out the way now. That way, hopefully we don't have to deal with any injuries in the dog days of August. And hopefully we don't have to deal with any injuries in October either. Hopefully we can just get them all out the way now. So if you're going to bite injury bug, go ahead and bite now. Do what you got to do. Get it all out the way and leave us alone for the rest of the season. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, again, Ozzie isn't gone for too long, but we will see exactly what how long he ends up being out. But it was a good night, another good night for Reynaldo Lopez. I'm going to let you hear from Chadwick Trump here momentarily, because he was talking about Reynaldo Lopez, and he was talking about really what has turned out to be, again, a very deep catching group for the Atlanta Braves. Because, I mean, look, Sean Murphy goes down. You know, we got a little D, wasn't worried about that. But, you know, we got to have a backup for a little D, too. And Chadwick Trump, he has played very well this season also. So before I let you hear from Reynaldo Lopez, let's talk about the night Reynaldo Lopez had last night. Because, once again, he was absolutely amazing, really. I mean, he was just, again, came out there, did it solid. 6 innings pitched, 4 hits, no runs, only 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Reynaldo Lopez, he is 2-0 now on the season with a 0.50 ERA. That's about Reynaldo. That's what I like to see. You see, what we've been discussing really all week this week. We need guys like Reynaldo Lopez to show up and show out like this. Again, with Spencer Strider down, we need the Reynaldo Lopez's of the world, the Chris Sales of the world, the Charlie Mortons of the world to step up and have outings like Reynaldo Lopez had last night to supplement and to possibly make up for what we may or may not get out of a Darius Vines every fifth day, what we may or may not get from a Bryce Elder, who could be up soon, by the way, every 5 days, what we could or could not get from a Alan Winans, to give you an example, every 5 days. Now, again, hopefully somebody out of that group of Darius Vines, Bryce Elder, maybe Ian Anderson when he comes back, hopefully somebody out of that group becomes a mainstay, and we don't have to worry about who's going to pitch that fifth day, who's going to go out there, who's going to be handed the ball, and are they going to be good or are they going to be bad? Are the Braves going to have to score 20 runs to win the game? What's going to have to happen? Are we going to have to tax our bullpen? Is the bullpen going to have to throw six innings? Are we going to have to use every single bullpen pitcher we have just to get through the ball game because Alan Wynes couldn't get through three innings or, Darius Vines couldn't get through two innings or who knows? And now, Darius Vines was very good in his last start. So I'm just using names as examples. But the point being, we need outings like this from guys who are cemented as of right now in our rotation. We need Max Fried to be Max Fried. We need Charlie Morton to be good and not just be an innings eater and give up five runs in five innings. We need Chris Sale to be solid. We need Charlie Morton to be solid. So, again, if we can get night in, night out, six innings of work with somewhere between 0 to 3 runs given up, if we can just get a quality start, so not even really six. Six would be ideal. We'd even get five innings of just 3 earned runs, some strikeouts, not a whole lot of walks, obviously, from guys like Charlie, guys like Chris Allen, guys like Ronaldo Lopez. If we can get that on a consistent basis, and again, hopefully it's more nights like this. Again, 6 innings pitch, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. I'll take that every single day of the week from all the starting pitchers, to be honest. I'll take that every single day of the week. But, that's a tough ask, and that's not always going to happen, obviously. So if we can get somewhere between 5, 6, maybe even 7 innings, and somewhere between 0 to 3 on runs, leave the walks down to a walk or two a night, and, somewhere between 7 and 10 strikeouts or 5 and 10 strikeouts, I don't know. If we can get that from Max Fried, Chris Sale, Charlie Morton, Ronaldo Lopez on a consistent basis, we'll be all right. The bullpen will be fine. Bullpen was good last night. Tyler Matzik, Joe Jimenez, we're all good. They came in, did an inning of work. No hits, no walks, no runs. Matzik struck out 2. Joe Jimenez struck out 1. Now Aaron Bummer hasn't been great. Like, he's had some good outings, but he's had a few clunkers. He's had a few stinkers as well. He only goes 2/3 innings, gives up 3 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. He gives up a walk and a home run as well. So, not great from Aaron Bummer, but hopefully he can round into form eventually. But Raisel Iglesias did come in. He got the save. Had to get an out for Aaron Bummer because Aaron Bummer came in the 9th. He gave up a 2-run home run. It wasn't not what you wanted. So Raisel Iglesias came in and shut the door. But, again, Ronaldo Lopez, he has been outstanding for the team. And this seems to be like a really, really good pickup right now. And, again, we were talking about Chadwick Trump, who, by the way, Chadwick Trump had himself a nice day last night, I should say. He had a good night last night. 2 for 4, 2 RBIs for Chadwick Trump last night. He was not only behind the plate catching, but he was out there hitting that thing as well. Let's first hear Chadwick Trump talk about Ronaldo Lopez and how he's a pitcher, not a thrower. Chadwick Trump said, there's a difference. And my guy, he's a pitcher, not a thrower.
He's a pitcher. He's not a thrower. He's very smart. He studies. He has a good pregame routine. He's committed to his pitches. He's committed to his mind. And I think when he's out there, he believes in himself. And I think that confidence shows every time that he gets on the mound, no matter who it is. These guys have seen him before, and we know that. So, all that goes into place when we prep for a game. But like I said, all credit to him. He did a really good job today. That's a tough lineup over there. It's a good team.
Yeah, so, hey, we got us a pitcher, not a thrower, you know what I'm saying? We got us one of them ones. That's what Chadwick Trump is saying. and I absolutely loving it. Again, Chadwick Trump, in his own respect, behind the plate, obviously, has been good, but he's been doing his thing when he gets his opportunities. He's been doing his thing with the bat as well currently. So if you go to his early season statistics, he's hitting now he's hitting 235, slugging 412, and he's got a couple of hits, a couple of RBIs, and he's done pretty well. And if you want the exact numbers, I'll give them to you here. Hold, please. Chadwick Trump now has five RBIs on the season. He's one for one with runners in scoring position. So there you have it. Or he went one for one last night, I should say. But Chadwick Trump, he has been very good behind the plate as well. And, again, this just goes to show that the Braves, again, have arguably, and it might not even be a debate at this point, but we arguably have, once again, the best catching group in all of baseball. Sean Murphy goes down. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. We'll just have Travis d'Arnaud, and then behind Travis d'Arnaud, Chadwick Trump, who also gets the job done. We'll just have those two ready to go. No problem at all. We're good. We're straight. We're solid. We got depth out there at catcher. And Chadwick Trump was talking about that last night. He said, period, we have the best catching group in the league.
For me, we have the best catching group in the league. And I love those guys, and they get me as ready as I can be for the game, and I think that translates.
There you go. Simple as that. No way around it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So Braves, again, get the 6-2 win over the Houston Astros last night. They advance to 11-5. Houston drops to 6-13, and the series finale will be today, getaway day today for the Atlanta Braves as they're going to travel back home to the friendly confines of Truist Park after today's game. First pitch, 2:10, is going to be Max Fried on the mound for the Braves. J.P. France on the mound for the Astros, and the Braves are going for the sweep. Hopefully they can bust out the brooms around 5 o'clock today, somewhere around there, and they can head back to the A with a 4-game winning streak. So we'll see if the Braves can get that done later on today. But when we come back 5 minutes from now, the Atlanta Falcons, the draft a week and a day away. One of these latest mock drafts might be pretty interesting to you. Pretty interesting to me. We'll talk about it next. 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there giving the people the good health care and treatment that they need. All my early morning, late night food industry workers out here serving up some good nourishment early this morning. All my early morning, late night bus drivers out here getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And, of course, all my front and rear loading truck drivers out there, too, working hard on a Wednesday morning. All right. The Atlanta Falcons are now just a week, a day, and some hours away from revealing who that number 8 overall pick is going to be or if they're going to trade back, and maybe they do that, or like I said, who that number 8 overall pick is going to be. But something's going to get revealed, and it's going to be sooner rather than later at this point. But until then, we will continue to react to some interesting mock drafts, and I found one yesterday that was from Ryan Fowler. He is a NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. He released his latest mock draft earlier this week, and he has the Falcons drafting one, not Dallas Turner, but one UCLA edge rusher in Leiatu Latu with the 8th overall pick. And he also has the Falcons drafting Ladd McConkey, the Georgia boy, with the 43rd overall pick. And to be honest, I don't mind either one of these picks at all. Like, the idea of having Ladd McConkey along with Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Rondell Moore, like, that's actually Ray McLeod, who's going to be more of a special teamer, but he'll be in on some plays on the offense as well. That's actually really enticing, to be honest. I talked about it earlier. Like, if you add Ladd McConkey to this receiver core, it feels like you have One of each. It feels like you have like every single type of receiver that you would want on the squad. You have a big body possession receiver who's going to high point the football, win 50-50 balls, definitely be a threat in the red zone in Drake London. You got a guy who can take the top off, solid route runner, but has some good breakaway speed in Darnell Mooney. You've got, and then if you draft Ladd McConkey, you have that slot receiver who is a technician of a route runner. You have that guy who is just going to be able to make the catches in traffic, going to be able to get a little bit of yak too. So it just feels like you'll have every single type of receiver you could want. And then, of course, Rondale Moore, he'll be another speed guy. And Ray McLeod, you can use him on some trick plays, some gadget plays if you want to as well. And he's another speed guy. He'll be a return specialist. So it'll just feel like you have everything you need and everything you would want in a receiving corps if you go get Ladd McConkey. So, look, I know we need a corner. And in this mock draft, again, he has the Falcons addressing edge rusher. And like I said, I know we need a corner, but, man, I'm not even going to lie to you. If Ladd McConkey is there at 43, if I was in Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot's spot, it'd be hard for me to pass up Ladd McConkey too. Not going to lie. I mean, he will automatically be a fan favorite, would he not? Everybody loves Ladd. All the Georgia fans and Falcons fans. Like, he would be an automatic fan favorite. Georgia fans who maybe aren't necessarily NFL fans, you could easily convert them into Falcons fans. And, of course, there are the Georgia fans and the Falcons fans, like myself, who would automatically love Ladd and want a Ladd McConkey jersey ASAP. Like, so it would be addressing, again, another position of need. Now, it's not as high up on the list anymore because you got Darnell Mooney, because you got Rondale Moore, because you got Ray McLeod. But at some point, the Falcons are still going to draft a wide receiver in the draft. I don't know if it'll be Ladd McConkey with the 43rd overall pick, but at some point, the Falcons are going to draft a wide receiver in this draft. So, you're getting a position of need, and you're getting a guy who's going to be probably a really good NFL receiver. I'm just saying, I would not mind it at all, and I don't think you would either. But again, cornerback is definitely more of a need at 43 or at 8 than wide receiver is. So, again, it'll be enticing, but I don't know if the Falcons would pull the trigger on that or not. And it depends who is available. And again, maybe Ladd McConkey's not even there at 43, and that would obviously make the Falcons' decision a heck of a lot easier. But as far as Leiatu Latu goes at 8, I would not mind him at 8 at all. He is also, and I gave you that stat a couple of days ago. I think it might have been Monday when I gave you all this stat. But Raheem Morris, when he was with the Rams last season, obviously he was the DC in L.A. When he was the DC in L.A. last season, he had at least one edge rusher drop back into coverage. He had 355 snaps. The Raheem Morris' Rams defense had 355 snaps where at least one edge defender dropped into coverage last year. That was the most in the league. And the most coverage snaps among top edges, talked about this, Dallas Turner at the tippity top, and nobody's really touching him. He had 238. The next highest, though, was Leiatu Latu with 55. So, if you think maybe Leiatu Latu is going to have the ability to get more sacks than maybe a Dallas Turner will. Now, again, my vote for the number 8 overall pick for a while has been Dallas Turner. I want the Falcons to draft Dallas Turner with the number 8 overall pick. That's what I would do if I was Terry Fontenot. That's who I would be voting for if I was Raheem Morris. But I wouldn't be upset at Leiatu Latu either. And as a matter of fact, let's get into Ryan Fowler's reasoning for mocking Leiatu Latu to the Falcons at number 8. He says, Quote, Leatu Latu may not be everyone's perfect prospect, but for me, he's just a flat-out stud of a football player. One of the most nuanced pass rushers to enter the league in some time. Latu's hands, flexibility, and twitch will give opposing tackles nightmares for years. I wouldn't be surprised if he flirts with 10-plus sacks a year for a decade. Sign me up. Conversations around the league mention that he won't get past the late teens, and I like this spot working under Raheem Morris. Look, I said this about Dallas Turner. I'll say it about Latu. I'll say it about Jared Verse. The Falcons draft a guy who can get double-digit sacks for a decade? Sign me up. You bring a guy in here who gets me 10-plus sacks a year for 10 years? That's a hit. That's a hit to me because you haven't had that guy for over a decade now. So you go get that guy, I'm with it. I'm here for it. I'm all good. And that'll make you have that guy on your defensive line that makes the rest of your guys better, helps you come up with mismatches. Like, just having that guy, it just does so much for your team, your defense. It just makes you that much better of a ball club overall. So if Leatu Latu can be that guy, sign me up. I think Dallas Turner can be that guy. Definitely sign me up. And I think he can do a little bit more, too. I think he's a little bit better of a prospect overall as far as, like, his versatility, what he'll be able to do in the run game. Obviously, Alabama used him in coverage, had him dropping back in coverage a lot last season. And Raheem Morris likes to do that. So I think as far as fit goes, Dallas Turner is more of a fit. But again, Leatu Latu can drop back if need be. He's shown that. I think Dallas Turner, again, is better at it, but Leatu Latu can do it. And if he is able to do that and he ends up being a guy who maybe gets more sacks and maybe isn't as versatile, I can definitely live with that. I definitely have no qualms with that. But again, I think when it comes to the discussion between Dallas Turner and Leatu Latu, it just comes down to more of a preference. And again, I think Dallas Turner is slightly more of a fit too because of his ability. I think if Raheem Morris does in fact want a guy, if Raheem Morris does in fact want an edge rusher to drop back in coverage a lot, then I think the pick would be Dallas Turner just because he's better at it. Unless the Falcons see Leatu Latu as a guy who's just going to straight up be able to get more sacks than Dallas Turner, then maybe not. Maybe they'll take a slightly downgraded dropping back edge rusher for a guy who's going to get more sacks. Maybe, but obviously we shall see. But again, you give me Leatu Latu at 8, Lad McConkey at 43, you will not hear me complaining Friday morning. You will not hear me complaining at all on Friday morning. So we'll see if that ends up happening for the Falcons, but we'll react to another mock draft tomorrow that has two other new names that we haven't discussed yet that we'll get into tomorrow when we discuss that mock draft, the other mock draft that I saw yesterday. Again, we'll get more into that tomorrow. But draft, week and a day away. Of course, we'll have draft night coverage for you right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. We'll have a draft night show, and we will have a reaction show afterwards as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But you need to stay tuned to the Hometown Take for the next 5-6 minutes, because when we come back, the Atlanta Hawks are playing for their season tonight. It's on the line. It is win or go home in Chicago tonight between the Hawks and the Bulls. We will preview the matchup next. Give you the injury report. Give you some matchups to look out for. The whole nine yards. That's coming up next right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment for the people early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work or the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading and rear loading truck drivers out here working, riding around, and getting it. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too, of course. So, the Atlanta Hawks are playing for their season tonight. Wins, win, or go home. It is that time. What has turned into their annual appearance in the NBA play-in tournament. Hopefully that doesn't last past this season, but we'll see. And we're here now, and we got to just root for our Hawks to hopefully get out of the play-in tournament and make a run and at least make the postseason entertaining for us. And I hope they can at least get to the playoffs, at least get two home games here in the ATL. Like, I think that's the best case scenario at this point for the Hawks. I really do. But being completely honest, the Hawks have a shot. They have a solid shot to win tonight. They do. But I honestly, it's a toss-up for me at this point. It really is. I'm just not wholeheartedly feeling like the Hawks are going to win. Like, I know they can win, obviously. I think they have a solid shot to win. But if you're like, if you came up on the street or you saw me at a Kroger or something or, you know, a Wally World, whoever, if you just saw me somewhere and you're like, Dylan, Hawks going to win tonight? I'll be like, maybe. There's a good shot. I'm like 60-40, they'll win, but that's the most I'm willing to go because they're on the road. They are really injured. Now, I will say the Bulls do have some injuries, and they'll have some guys that could be game-time decisions that could help out and be in favor of the Hawks. So, for example, Ayo Dosunmu, he is listed as day-to-day right now with a quad injury. There's not going to be Zach LaVine's going to be out, so that is good. They're obviously still going to have to deal with DeMar DeRozan, which he's a handful already, and he usually eats against the Hawks. Andre Drummond is listed as day-to-day. If he is out, that would be huge for the Hawks. That would give Clint Capella and Bruno Fernando a little bit of easier of a night against the Bulls, because we know Andre Drummond absolutely is just a rebounding machine. So if he's out, that would help. He's, again, day-to-day with a quadricep. Patrick Williams, he's out. So Julian Phillips listed as day-to-day with a foot. And then obviously we know Alonzo Ball is out as well. For the Hawks, Clint Capella is listed day-to-day, but that's just rest. Wesley Matthews listed as day-to-day with a hamstring. We know Jalen Johnson's out. We don't know Onyeka Okongwu's out. And we know Sadiq Bey is also out. They list Seth Lundy as day-to-day with an ankle as well. So if they don't, with no Patrick Williams and no Zach LaVine for sure, that helps. If they're missing both Ayo Dosunmu and Andre Drummond, I think they'll both play. But if they end up not playing, then I definitely will give the Hawks a much better chance to win, because Ayo Dosunmu, he's really good, and he usually does well against the Hawks as well. And then, like I said, Andre Drummond is just a rebounding machine. So Clint Capella's going to have his big boy pants on. Bruno Fernando's going to have his big boy pants on as far as rebounding goes. And to me, that's one way to transition into what the Hawks are going to have to do tonight to win. They cannot let Andre Drummond just absolutely eat them up on the boards. You cannot allow this Bulls team to get second chance points. You can't allow Andre Drummond to get some offensive rebounds. Kick it out to the corner to Ayo Dosunmu. Kick it out to a DeMar DeRozan and allow them to get second chance opportunities. That will, if the Hawks lose in second chance points, they're probably going to lose. Unless they just shoot the lights out, they're probably going to lose. You can't give DeMar DeRozan one extra shot. You just can't. And again, Ayo Dosunmu, he's pretty good three-point shooter from the corner. He's been solid this year. And when you look at the last 10 games for DeRozan and Dosunmu, DeRozan the last 10 games averaging 24 points, 5.3 assists, and Ayo Dosunmu averaging 18.3 points, 4.2 assists over the past 10 games. So again, those are their best two guys right now. You're going to have to limit them. You don't want to give them extra opportunities. DeJounte Murray, last 10 games, 22.5 points per game, 5.3 rebounds. Garrison Matthews, he'll be big. He's averaging 2.4 made three-pointers over the last 10 games. If we can get like four out of him tonight, that'll be huge. Last five games for the Bulls, overall they're 5-5, averaging 114.1 points per game, 46.7 rebounds, 24.7 assists, 8.9 steals, 4.5 blocks per game, while shooting 49.3% from the field. That's the scary part to me. If DeMar DeRozan's mid-range is working early, it might be a long night for the Hawks. I'm not even going to lie to you. And if Ayo Dosunmu's three-pointer is going down early, probably going to be a long night for the Hawks. Last 10 games for the Hawks, they're 3-7, so coming in here limping a little bit, obviously, averaging 112.1 points per game, 44.8 rebounds, 27.5 assists, 6.8 steals, 3.5 blocks per game, shooting 46.1% from the field. So hopefully, again, we can get playoff and play-in Trey. Playoff and play-in Trey has been really, really good, and we'll need him to be really, really good tonight. Him and DeJounte, we'll need both of them to show up tonight. We're going to need DeJounte to kind of cancel out what DeMar DeRozan is going to be able to do in the mid-range. We know DeJounte is dangerous in the mid-range in his own respect, and he's been able to, he is able to get to his spot whenever he wants, just like DeMar DeRozan. So we'll need a little bit of that work from DeJounte. And again, hopefully Trey is feeling it tonight from three. Hopefully he's able to get to the basket at will. And again, as far as Clint Capella and Bruno Fernando go, they're going to have to do their best to keep Andre Drummond off the boards if he does play. And I think he will play. So I think it'll be at least a fun matchup. The Bulls and the Hawks it does seem like they always play fun matchups. Like, it doesn't seem like there's ever really a blowout between the Hawks and the Bulls. It always seems to be a close game. So it'll definitely be entertaining tonight, and I'll have to do my best. I'll have to make sure I get a nap tonight because this game doesn't start until 9:30. So I have to make sure I get me a good nap in so I can watch the game tonight. But again, should be a fun matchup. I'm excited to watch it, but I can't lie to you, I am nervous. And I am not sure the Hawks are going to get out of the play. Well, I don't think they're going to get out of the play-in this year. I'll just be completely honest with you. I'm going to say they're going to win this game. I'll say playoff Trey and play-in Trey comes through tonight, and I'll say they win this game. But as far as them beating Miami or – now, if Philadelphia wins, which I think Philadelphia will win tonight because it's Philly – and Miami, Philly's at home for the 7-8 game. I do think Philly will win tonight. And I do think the Hawks, if they win and they beat the Bulls, I think they do have obviously a better chance to beat Miami than they do Philly. Because Philly with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid healthy, I don't see a scenario where the Hawks beat them. To win or go home, I just don't see them overcoming Philly like that. Because Philly, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, they'll be on a mission. But they beat Miami before. And they've beaten Miami not in winter go home situations, but last year they did beat Miami in the 7-8 game. And I think they could beat them in a winter go home situation. So I will say that. So if they end up getting Miami, I think there is a path for the Hawks to get out of playing. So we'll see. We know playoff Miami is a real thing. So we'll see. But I'm going to say the Hawks get the win tonight. I'll even give you a score prediction. I'm going to say 123-120. That's what I'm going with. So, go Hawks. Hopefully they get the win and keep their playoff hopes alive. And, of course, we'll recap the game for you tomorrow. But when we come back, we will wrap things up on a hump day edition of the Hometown Take and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman is back. Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson will be filling with her as well. And we'll see what they have coming up on a Wednesday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers giving the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment for the people early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work or the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading and rear loading truck drivers out here working, riding around, and getting it. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, too, of course. So, the Atlanta Hawks are playing for their season tonight. When's winter go home? It is that time. What has turned into their annual appearance in the NBA play-in tournament. Hopefully that doesn't last past this season, but we'll see. And we're here now, and we got to just root for our Hawks to hopefully get out of the play-in tournament and make a run and at least make the postseason entertaining for us. And I hope they can at least get to the playoffs, at least get two home games here in the ATL. Like, I think that's the best case scenario at this point for the Hawks. I really do. But being completely honest, the Hawks have a shot. They have a solid shot to win tonight. They do. But I honestly, it's a toss-up for me at this point. It really is. I'm just not wholeheartedly feeling like the Hawks are going to win. Like, I know they can win, obviously. I think they have a solid shot to win. But if you're like, if you came up on the street or you saw me at a Kroger or something, or, you know, a Wally World, whoever, if you just saw me somewhere and you're like, Dylan, Hawks going to win tonight? I'll be like, maybe. There's a good shot. I'm like, 60-40, they'll win, but that's the most I'm willing to go. Because they're on the road. They are really injured. Now, I will say, the Bulls do have some injuries, and they'll have some guys that could be game-time decisions that could help out and be in favor of the Hawks. So, for example, Ayo Dosunmu, he is listed as day-to-day right now with a quad injury. There's not going to be Zach LaVine's going to be out, so that is good. They're obviously still going to have to deal with DeMar DeRozan, which he's a handful already, and he usually eats against the Hawks. Andre Drummond is listed as day-to-day. If he is out, that would be huge for the Hawks. That would give Clint Capella and Bruno Fernando a little bit of easier of a night against the Bulls, because we know Andre Drummond absolutely is just a rebounding machine. So if he's out, that would help. He's, again, day-to-day with a quadricep. Patrick Williams, he's out. So Julian Phillips listed as day-to-day with a foot, and then obviously we know Lonzo Ball is out as well. For the Hawks, Clint Capella is listed day-to-day, but that's just rest. Wesley Matthews listed as day-to-day with a hamstring. We know Jalen Johnson's out. We know Onyeka Okongwu's out. And we know Sadiq Bey is also out. They list Seth Lundy as day-to-day with an ankle as well. So if they don't, with no Patrick Williams and no Zach LaVine for sure, that helps. If they're missing both Ayo Dosunmu and Andre Drummond, I think they'll both play. But if they end up not playing, then I definitely will give the Hawks a much better chance to win, because Ayo Dosunmu, he's really good, and he usually does well against the Hawks as well. And then, like I said, Andre Drummond is just a rebounding machine. So Clint Capella's going to have his big boy pants on. Bruno Fernando's going to have his big boy pants on as far as rebounding goes. And to me, that's one way to transition into what the Hawks are going to have to do tonight to win. They cannot let Andre Drummond just absolutely eat them up on the boards. You cannot allow this Bulls team to get second chance points. You can't allow Andre Drummond to get some offensive rebounds, kick it out to the corner to Ayo Dosunmu, kick it out to a DeMar DeRozan, and allow them to get second chance opportunities. That will, if the Hawks lose in second chance points, they're probably going to lose. Unless they just shoot the lights out, they're probably going to lose. You can't give DeMar DeRozan one extra shot. You just can't. And again, Ayo Dosunmu, he's pretty good three-point shooter from the corner. He's been solid this year. And when you look at the last 10 games for DeRozan and DeSumo, DeRozan the last 10 games averaging 24 points, 5.3 assists, and Ayo DeSumo averaging 18.3 points, 4.2 assists over the past 10 games. So again, those are their best two guys right now. You're going to have to limit them. You don't want to give them extra opportunities. DeJounte Murray, last 10 games, 22.5 points per game, 5.3 rebounds. Garrison Matthews, he'll be big. He's averaging 2.4 made three-pointers over the last 10 games. If we can get like four out of him tonight, that'll be huge. Last five games for the Bulls, overall they're 5-5, averaging 114.1 points per game, 46.7 rebounds, 24.7 assists, 8.9 steals, 4.5 blocks per game, while shooting 49.3% from the field. That's the scary part to me. If DeMar DeRozan's mid-range is working early, it might be a long night for the Hawks. I'm not even going to lie to you. And if Ayo Dosunmu's three-pointer is going down early, probably going to be a long night for the Hawks. Last 10 games for the Hawks, they're 3-7, so coming in here limping a little bit, obviously. Averaging 112.1 points per game, 44.8 rebounds, 27.5 assists, 6.8 steals, 3.5 blocks per game, shooting 46.1% from the field. So hopefully, again, we can get playoff and play-in Trey. Playoff and play-in Trey has been really, really good, and we'll need him to be really, really good tonight. Him and DeJounte, we'll need both of them to show up tonight. We're going to need DeJounte to kind of cancel out what DeMar DeRozan is going to be able to do in the mid-range. We know DeJounte is dangerous in the mid-range in his own respect, and he's been able to he is able to get to his spot whenever he wants, just like DeMar DeRozan. So we'll need a little bit of that work from DeJounte. And again, hopefully Trey is feeling it tonight from three. Hopefully he's able to get to the basket at will. And again, as far as Clint Capella and Bruno Fernando go, they're going to have to do their best to keep Andre Drummond off the boards if he does play. And I think he will play. So I think it'll be at least a fun matchup. The Bulls and the Hawks it does seem like they always play fun matchups. Like, it doesn't seem like there's ever really a blowout between the Hawks and the Bulls. It always seems to be a close game. So it'll definitely be entertaining tonight, and I'll have to do my best. I'll have to make sure I get a nap tonight because this game doesn't start until 9:30. So I have to make sure I get me a good nap in so I can watch the game tonight. But again, should be a fun matchup. I'm excited to watch it, but I can't lie to you, I am nervous. And I am not sure the Hawks are going to get out of the play. Well, I don't think they're going to get out of the play-in this year. I'll just be completely honest with you. I think I'm going to say they're going to win this game. I'll say playoff Trey and play-in Trey comes through tonight, and I'll say they win this game. But as far as them beating Miami or – now, if Philadelphia wins, which I think Philadelphia will win tonight because it's Philly – and Miami, Philly's at home for the 7-8 game. I do think Philly will win tonight. And I do think the Hawks, if they win and they beat the Bulls, I think they do have obviously a better chance to beat Miami than they do Philly. Because Philly with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid healthy, I don't see a scenario where the Hawks beat them. To win or go home, I just don't see them overcoming Philly like that. Because Philly, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, they'll be on a mission. But they beat Miami before. And they've beaten Miami not in win-or-go-home situations, but last year they did beat Miami in the 7-8 game. And I think they could beat them in a win-or-go-home situation. So I will say that. So if they end up getting Miami, I think there is a path for the Hawks to get out of playing. So we'll see. We know playoff Miami is a real thing. So we'll see. But I'm going to say the Hawks get the win tonight. I'll even give you a score prediction. I'm going to say 123-120. That's what I'm going with. So, go Hawks. Hopefully they get the win and keep their playoff hopes alive. And, of course, we'll recap the game for you tomorrow. But when we come back, we will wrap things up on a hump day edition of the Hometown Take. and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman is back. Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson will be chilling with her as well. And we'll see what they have coming up on a Wednesday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.